Our second reading today is really kind of the introduction, the greeting of you, if you will, from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians. And he writes to the Christians in Corinth, "To you who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be holy, with all those everywhere who call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours." Now, of course, St. Paul isn't just speaking to the Christians at Corinth, although that's who he addressed the letters to. He's also talking to us, who through our baptisms have been sanctified by the Holy Spirit. We have been set apart by God for our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is kind of tying into what I talked about last week during the feast of the baptism of the Lord. But in the words of St. Paul, we have been called to be holy. We are being called by God to be set apart and to serve and love our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this idea of being called to love God is something that is very important for us as Christians, because we all have calls in our life that God is calling us to. He's encouraging us and he's pulling us towards him, and he wants us to serve him. You know, we are called, in the words of the first reading, to be the light to the nations. As members of the body of Christ, we are called to bring that light into the world, to let that light shine through us so that it leads others to our Lord. It proclaims that salvation that is to reach to the ends of the earth. We are to allow that light to come in our lives and to shine forth and to bring others to our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, we're to be like John the Baptist, who on seeing our Lord said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Now, of course, this should sound familiar to us, because at every Mass, the priest says, right before we receive communion, "Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sin of the world." We use John's, the Baptist's words to proclaim that this is who we are receiving. This is our Lord Jesus Christ. But that's as part of proclaiming that good news, as part of being the light to the nations. We're not just called to proclaim that salvation that is promised to us. We are also called to speak out publicly anytime we see injustice or immorality being perpetrated, being brought forth through laws and through others' actions, just as John the Baptist did. Again, this is following the example of John the Baptist. When you look at the Gospels and you look at John the Baptist's actions and his words, he was not afraid to call out those in power when they were acting unjustly or when they were committing immoral acts. Look at how he treated the scribes and the Pharisees. They were coming to him for baptism, and he called them, "You brood of vipers." Not exactly friendly language there. Same thing with Herod, the ruler of Galilee at the time of our Lord's ministry. He attacked him and went and challenged him for taking his brother's wife as his own. John the Baptist was not afraid to challenge those things, to go out to call out those actions and those laws that were unjust and immoral. Now, we've got actions and laws in our world today that are unjust and immoral. We see poverty throughout the world due to unjust laws and actions. We see war, famine. We see racism due to people who are acting unjustly and immorally. I think one of the biggest issues of an unjust and immoral law we have in our country today is the Supreme Court decision of Roe versus Wade. I bring this up because this week, on January 22nd, we mark the 41st anniversary of this Supreme Court decision. On January 22nd, 1973, the Supreme Court made abortion legal throughout the land. There were some states that allowed abortion, more or less, some states which made abortion illegal. Well, on that day, the Supreme Court wiped out all the laws that made abortion illegal, saying that those were unconstitutional. A very unjust and immoral decision on the part of the Supreme Court. And we as Christians are called not to stand by idly when we see issues of unjust and immoral laws and actions. Instead, we are called to work to end those unjust and immoral actions, to bring justice and morality to our land. So in the face of this unjust law, this unjust Supreme Court decision, it's really not even a law. It's a Supreme Court decision. It was not legislated by our legislative branch of government, but instead struck down legally passed laws across our land. So for us as Christians, we are first of all called to pray that our country will respect life from the first moment of existence, from the first moment of conception until natural death. That instead of following the culture of death, which was phrase coined by soon-to-be Saint John Paul II, that we will instead seek a culture of life, this culture that respects human life from its first moment of existence through its natural end, its natural death. But prayer is not enough. Prayer is good. Prayer is important, but it's not enough. We also need to act. We need to work to overturn this Supreme Court decision. We need to make our voices heard. As Christians, we need to rise up and make our voices heard in government that this decision must not stand, that abortion must be made illegal once again in our nation. And we also need to work publicly, standing against it, doing things like marches for life. Here on Thursday in D.C., there will be a large march for life where hundreds of thousands of people will march from the mall to the Supreme Court to show that our country needs to respect life. We also need to, if there's ever a protest like at our Capitol here in Montana, we need to take part in that, to show that we are cut, our nation and our state must stand for life. So may we be that light to the nation, that light that brings that good news of salvation, but that also works to overturn unjust and immoral laws wherever we find them.